今天我们要讲到神的爱。
And today we'll be talking about God's love.
这奇妙的爱是什么爱呢？
And what is this wonderful love?
我做牧师已经差不多有14年的时间了。
I've been a pastor for 14 years.
有的人问我说，你做牧师，做传道人，这些年来最辛苦的是什么？
And some people ask me, what's the most difficult thing for you as a pastor all these years?
我说有两样东西。
And I said two things.
第一，就是人一直给我的埋怨。
And first is the grumbling that people keep giving me.
那很多人找牧师埋怨说，为什么上帝没有祝福我，没有给我我所要的？
And many people grumble to me saying, why doesn't God give me what I want?
或者牧师，为什么你不理解我？
And pastor, why you don't understand me?
那好消息很少听到，只有埋怨的话听到。
So I rarely hear good news, but I often hear grumbling.
你做父母、做老师、做牧师，都是会这样的遇到的。
And this is what you will face as a pastor, as a parent, as a teacher.
那另外，教我很辛苦的都是，就是什么？就是人的很多的需求。
And what's the other more difficult thing for me is the many demands from people.
有很多人找我的时候说，牧师，请你为我祷告。
And many people come to me saying, Pastor, can you please pray for me?
叫上帝给我好的工作，好的配偶。
Can you please pray for me that I'll get good job, good spouse?
给我孩子也听话，读书好，然后我人生样样都好。
So that my children will be obedient and everything will be smooth sailing for me.
牧师为我祷告。
So Pastor, pray for me.
叫上帝给我，给我。
So that God will keep giving to me.
其实我发现，人的埋怨是不会停的。
And I realize human grumbling won't stop.
人的需求也不会得满足的。
And human demands will not be satisfied.
在人间里面，这两样东西是继续会有的。
So on earth, these two things will continue, will keep coming.
当我们现在我们打开这个网页的时候
，And when we go online,
我们看见有各种各样能够满足人需求的内容。
And there's a lot of content to satisfy human needs.
就有购物天堂。
So there's this shopping heaven.
手机啦，鞋子啦，我们姐妹的衣服啦，
mobile,
就是各种各样。
Mobile accessories, clothes, a lot of things.
有些女孩子的鞋子比我的衣服多。
And some sisters, you have more shoes than my clothes.
什么东西都是推陈出新的。
So there's a lot of innovation.
如果你到乌节路看灯饰，去年的跟今年的又不一样，今年的好，明年的又要跟今年的不一样。
So if you view the Christmas lighting, every year is different.
那人的心里一直要被满足、被刺激。
So humans keep wanting to be excited and be satisfied.
好像有一个空洞。
Because there seems to be an emptiness.
有很多的需求。
There's a lot of demands.
我要，我要。
I want.
请你给我，给我。
Please give it to me.
所以这个现在这个时代，全世界最可怜的人是做明星或者做歌星的。
So in this era, the most pitiful person is those who are celebrities.
因为天天要带出新的面目、新的造型、新的歌曲啊，来能够满足人的心啊。
Because they have to bring out new appearance, new image, new songs to satisfy people.
所以我们都会知道啊，最近有一个很著名的韩国歌星，他就自杀了。
And recently, a very famous Korean star he committed suicide.
为什么自杀呢？有很多理由。
There's many reasons why he committed suicide.
但是我们知道他的心里面有很严重的忧郁。
But we know that there's very severe depression within him.
但是为什么能够到达他自杀的地步呢
？And why does it come to the stage where he has to take his own life?
因为他没有办法。他没有办法承受众人给他的压力。
Because he cannot take in all the pressure that people give him.
当你越有名气的时候，你下面是更压力了。
The more famous you are, the more stressed you will be.
这个世界是一直在这样的光景里面被推动。
And this is how the world is being moved.
我们的家庭，各位会发现，很多时候我们的配偶、我们的孩子都向我们要求。
Even within the family, our parents, our spouse, our children are keep demanding from me.
整个世界都被这个需求来推动。
And the entire world is being moved by demands.
当这个需求得不到的时候，人就开始埋怨，怨气的话就会听到。
And when demands are not met, then grumbling came.
那有一天，我就问上帝说：“上帝啊，为什么人有这样的样子呢？”
So one day I asked God.Why are humans like that?
为什么人这么容易埋怨，这么容易不满足呢？
Why humans grumble so easily and they're so uneasily satisfied?
那后来上帝马上告诉我说，其实人要的不是很多，也不是很复杂的。
And God tells me that actually what humans want is not a lot and it's not too complicated.
其实人要的只是爱了。
And what humans need is merely love.
有时夫妇两个人就吵，我对你错啊。
Sometimes a couple quarrel. You are right, I'm wrong.
心里面很多的不能释怀的地方。
And there's a lot of things you cannot let go.
其实要的只是一个爱和体谅。
Actually, what you really want is merely love and consideration.
有些的父母拿自己的孩子没办法。
Some parents they cannot do anything with their children.
孩子就是不要跟我沟通，就只有玩电子游戏，玩手机。不要跟我讲话。
Because their children refuse to communicate with them, they only want to look at their handphones.
其实他们能够借着那个得满足吗
？But can they really be satisfied through that? Through those?
其实他们需要的是爱了。
Actually, what they really need is love.
这个世界里面一直被转动，人一直在要求很多的东西，你会知道是需要的是爱了。
In this world, people are always demanding for many things, but actually, what they really need is love.
其实很多时候，当人得不到爱的时候，那时候他才开始讲钱。
So when they cannot get love, then they will try to look for money.
然后就讲道理。
Then they talk about reason.
讲谁对谁错。
They talk about who's right, who's wrong.
但是原来他的内心里面有一个最深的地方没有得到满足。
But in their innermost, there is a place where it's not satisfied.
就是爱了。
And that is love.
当人一个德高望重，受到万众瞩目的时候。
When a person is very well respected and receive all the popularity,
他是一直要满足每一个人的需求。
And he has to keep satisfying everyone's demand.
但是谁满足他
？But who is the one who satisfies his own needs?
当他不知道有一个绝对爱他、绝对保护他的，他不能承受那个压力。
When he doesn't know there's someone who absolutely loves and protects him, he cannot withstand the pressure.
有时候我们跟人有冲突的时候。
Sometimes when we have tension with people,
我们就开始用很多的想法来分析人。
We start to use a lot of things to analyze people.
哎呀，这个人的心理状态有问题。
There's something wrong with the person's heart.
哎呀，这个人我十年前认识他的时候很好，现在他的心改变了。
This person has changed over the years.
对，我们跟人有冲突的时候，我们每次用我们的头脑来分析人。
When we have conflicts with people, we use our mind to analyze people.
那现在的人就读心理学啊，就是。探讨怎样的人跟怎样的人不适合在一起。
And so people study psychology to analyze which personality types don't fit.
以前我结婚之前呢，有一个朋友很喜欢心理学的，他就跟我说，什么男人跟什么女人不能在一起。
Before I got married, my friend told me which kind of guys cannot come with which kind of
woman. 不然一定会离婚的。
Otherwise they will get divorced.
怎样的人要配怎样的人哦。
What kind of person must match with whatever kind of person?
但是其实人不是这么复杂的。
But actually humans are not so complicated.
其实人需要的只是爱。
What humans need is really love.
原来上帝在爱里面创造我们人了。
Because God created humans in love.
圣经说上帝就是爱。
And the Bible tells us God is love.
所以在爱里面他创造了人。
And so in love, God created humans.
上帝不是用很高科技的方法来造人。
God didn't create humans with high-tech methods.
所以人不是机器人，不是电脑。
So humans are not robots or machines.
人有很活泼的情感，活泼的意志。
We have lively emotions and will.
上帝也不是造人的时候按着这个动物的性情来造他。
And God doesn't create humans based on animals' nature.
人虽然有肉身的需要。
Although humans, we have the needs of our flesh.
但是人不能单单吃然后交配就能够满足的。
But humans cannot just be satisfied by eating and mating.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为上帝在爱里面创造人。
Because God created humans in love.
然后上帝就是爱了。
God is love.
然后这个爱的上帝亲自与人同在。
And this God of love is personally with humans.
所以人的这个 DNA 就是爱了。
So the DNA of humans is love.
当我们看到人有很多种、很多种样子、很多种个性的时候，你不要混乱。
So do not be confused when you see different people with different personalities.
在人的最深处里面，人需要的就是爱了。
In humans' innermost, we need love.
人在爱中要活，在爱中要接触。
And we need to live in love and be in contact with one another in love.
当人有爱的时候，他无限的创意会发展出来。
When there's love, humans will have infinite innovation.
当你的心有爱的时候，很奇妙的，很多的创意，你能够发明很多的东西。
When you have love in your heart, you can be very creative and invent many things.
当你有爱的时候，虽然你可以面对很残酷的现实，但是你有力量走下去。
When you have love, you can face very cruel reality, but you have the strength to move on.
你不会向那个问题低头。
And you will not succumb to the problem.
但是一旦你没有爱的时候呢，你发现你什么都不能了。
But the moment you are without love, you cannot do anything.
当你的心里得不到爱的时候，有再多的钱你不能得满足了。
When there's no love in your heart, you cannot be satisfied with any amount of money.
有再高的、再好的名誉，你也不能得满足。
With whatever amount of fame, you cannot be satisfied.
你反而是压力了。
On the contrary, you'll be pressurized.
很奇妙的，因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
所以在爱中创造人。
And He created humans in love.
人需要的就是爱了。
And what humans need is love.
他的灵魂的中心就是借着爱而造出来的。
The central of a human soul is being created by love.
这是这么简单的道理。
And this is very simple truth.
为什么这么简单、这么直接的爱，人得不着呢？
And why can't humans get such a simple and straightforward love?
圣经给我们很清楚的答案。
And the Bible gives us very clear answers.
因为人离开了神。
Because humans departed from God.
人离开了那个爱的源头。
Humans departed from the source of love.
当人离开爱的源头的时候，其实他的心里面还是需要爱的。
When humans departed from the source of love, actually within humans they still need love.
但是这个绝对无限的爱不见了。
But this absolute infinite love disappeared.
看不到，感觉不到了。
You cannot see and you cannot feel it anymore.
但是他心里面还是需要爱。
But within human hearts, he still needs love.
所以从那时候起呢，他把那个永恒不变的那个爱，把它变质了，造出人的爱。
And that's why humans corrupted the eternal infinite love and created human love.
那个永远不变的爱，他把它人化，把它感觉化。
So they humanize and emotionalize the unchanging love.
甚至把它物质化。
And they materialize that love.
所以很多的人就是讲到爱的时候呢，你会发现他是以自己的感觉为中心的。
So many people when they talk about love, they base on their feelings.
当两个人结婚的时候。
When two persons are married.
很奇妙，他们是相信自己的感觉的。
They believe in their own feelings.
他们是以自己的感觉来爱他的。
They love each other based on their feelings.
但是不是求他的益处。
But they don't seek the good of the other party.
所以很多时候人说，为什么我要离婚？因为已经没有感觉了。
And why do people get divorced? Because they have no more feelings for each other.
他们相信自己会变的那个感觉。
So they believe in their changing feelings.
很多时候人就是在自己的有离开上帝之后，他自己要寻找爱的时候，他的爱是越来越狭窄。
So when men departed from God and they want to seek love on their own, their love become more and more narrow.
越来越有私心。
And they have more and more selfish heart.
当人离开了这个爱的源头之后，他生了一个孩子。
When they departed from the source of love and they gave birth to a child.
他说这个孩子是我的骨肉。
And they say this is my flesh and blood.
所以很自然的，人用一切的心来爱他。
So naturally, with their whole heart, they love this child.
我们做父母的，我们都知道。
As parents, we all know this.
但是很多时候，我们人这样的尽心尽力爱我们的孩子的结果呢，这个孩子被宠坏。
But as a result of us using our everything to love this child, this child gets spoiled.
这个不是人愿意不愿意爱的问题。
This is not a matter of whether humans are willing to love or not.
乃是爱变质的问题。
But this is the issue of the corruption of love.
所以当人的爱变质的时候，越要爱，爱错了。
So when our love is corrupted, the more we want to love, the we love in the wrong way.
然后变成溺爱。
So we become indulgent love.
然后当你爱的人没有办法达到你的理想的时候，你受伤了。
So when the person you love cannot meet your expectations, you will be hurt.
原来神创造爱给我们享受。
Actually, God created love for us to enjoy.
我们因为爱而受伤。
But we got wounded because of love.
我们因为期待我们有些人，但是我们因他们失望。
Because we have expectations on people, and that's why we also get disappointed by them.
人的爱何等的有限。
So human love is really limited.
人的爱没有办法满足人的心。
Human love cannot satisfy human hearts.
不管你是东方人，不管你是西方人，都一样。
Whether you're from the east or west, it's all the same.
我刚刚从美国回来。
I just came back from America.
我真的很喜欢美国。
And I really like America.
美国人是很大气的。
Americans are very generous.
你到商店买什么东西，或者你吃什么东西，那个服务员第一句话是 "How are you today?"
So when you enter a shop or went to a restaurant, the first statement from the waiter will be "How are you today?"
你今天好不好
？Are you fine today?
对，一定会问的。
They will surely ask this question.
不管是怎样的售货员，他都会问这个。
Whichever salesperson, they will ask this question.
那我一有人这样问我的时候呢，我知道是。I'm good.
So my natural response is, oh, I'm good.
很好。那我的儿子呢就问，爸爸，为什么他们每个人都会问一样的话 ？How are you today?
So my son asked me, why did they ask the same question every one of them?
我讲你试试看，讲 I'm no good today.
So I asked my son, you try telling them I'm not no good today.
我说你试试看，我没有试过，我想知道他们的反应是怎样。
I've never tried, but you can try, and I want to know their response.
但是他不敢问。
But my son did not ask. My son did not give that response.
这是一个文化。
So this is a culture.
人习惯这样说话。
They are used to speaking like that.
但是真的进到人的内心吗？我不知道。
But I'm not sure whether it truly enters into the innermost part of human heart.
美国是一个很有制度的国家。
So America is a country with a lot of systems.
什么都按着宪法，也讲人权。
So they follow a lot. They go according to the law and they talk about human rights.
什么都制度化。
So they are very institutionalized.
连教会也制度化。
Even the church is very institutionalized.
制度化到什么地步呢？
And they are systemized to what extent?
如果我做牧师的，你今天有问题呢，就今天你能来找我。
So if I'm a pastor and you have a problem today, you can only find me today.
因为今天是我的上班日。
Because today is my working day.
但是呢，我上班完了回家了，那个是我家里的时间，你不能找我。
So but after work, that's my family time. And you cannot find me at that time.
你有什么事情呢？你下个礼拜来找我。
If there's anything, you can talk to me next week.
制度。
So this is system.
你有问题啊，什么种问题都有一种方策来解决。
So whatever problem you have, there's a strategy to resolve it.
你精神有问题找心理学家。
If you have mental issue, find the psychologist.
你 finance 有问题，你找这个 financial consultant.
So you have financial issue, you go to the financial consultant.
你有圣经的难题，你来找牧师。
So you have biblical questions, you come and approach the pastor.
什么东西都制度化。
So everything is very systemized.
当你走到美国的大城市，像纽约、洛杉矶这些地方
，So if you visit the very big cities of America,
你会发现到处都是 homeless， 没有地方住的人。
There are plenty of homeless people.
我跟我的孩子呢，在吃饭的时候，忽然间有一个 homeless 来。你可以把一只 KFC 给我吗
？As I was dining with my kids, one homeless man came and approached us, asking for us to give him a piece of chicken.
他不走，我孩子吓了。
And he refused to move, leave. And so my children were very scared.
后来我给他一点东西吃，他就走了。
So I gave him something to eat, and he left.
我就打油的时候，我看到很多 homeless， 又是给他几文钱。
So I saw a lot of homeless. Sometimes I give them a few coins.
但是给不完。
But that's not enough. We can.
这个他。就是到处都是 homeless.
So there's plenty of homeless people.
美国的制度再好，也没有办法解决这个 homeless 的问题。
No matter how good the systems of America are, if they cannot resolve the problem of homeless people.
这个全世界最有钱的国家不能解决人的 homeless.
The richest country in the world cannot resolve the issue of homelessness.
他们可以研究 homeless 的人的问题，但是他们没有办法解决他们中心的问题，根本的问题。
They can analyze the issue of homeless people, but they cannot solve their root issue.
他们不是 illegal immigrant, 不是非法的啊，他们是美国公民来的。
They are American citizens. They are not illegal migrants.
这是人的一个现实。
So this is human reality.
后来我离开美国之后呢，我到了日本去了。
And after America, I went to Japan.
哇，一到了日本，很奇妙啊。
The moment I step into Japan is very amazing.
人表面来讲，真的是。很礼貌。
So,
人的表面看起来很礼貌。
They are very polite on surface.
Arigato gozaimasu.
They just greet you.
Thank you.
And they say thank
very
you.
Very thank you. 什么？很好。你就去一个小食店吃饭的时候很紧张。
And you are very nervous when you go to eat.
首先你买票了，然后呢，你就是买你要吃的那东西，一分钟就过来了。
So you.Pay for your food, and 1 minute later, your food arrives.
然后我的妻子坐在旁边的时候呢，我没有办法跟她交通，因为后面有很多人排队。
And I cannot talk to my wife during the meal because there's a lot of people queuing up.
我看没有一个人一边吃饭一边拿手机。
And there's no one who eats with looking at their phone.
他们只有看住那个食物，然后就吃啊。
They just stare at their food. And then they just eat, and then drink the soup.
然后这是日本。
So that is Japan.
然后五分钟之后吃完，然后另外一个人坐下来。
So 5 minutes you finish your meal and the other customer will sit down.
整个日本好像是就是这样机械的，外表呢能够做到很好，很和蔼可亲。
So on surface they are very, they look very lovely.
有一个中国的弟兄呢，他在日本见到，他说如果我搬到日本，就是一搬到的时候呢。旁边的邻居，哎呀，马上来跟我打招呼，然后送我礼物。哇，这么好！你搬家谁送你礼物啊
？So a China brother told me the moment he moved to Japan, his neighbor visited him and gave him a gift.
然后很热情。
And so they are very warm.
但是过后一两年没有跟他讲话了。
But for the following one or two years, they didn't talk.
那个可以把它机械化出来。
So they can mechanize the whole thing.
从二战之后，这个民族他们就专心的，他们要发展整个国家的经济。
So after the Second World War, this country they focus their energy to develop the economy of the country.
要成为经济强国。
So they want to be a very strong economy.
所以呢，当他们有地上的一个目的，只有一个目标发展的时候呢，人就机械化起来了。
So when they only have one purpose, the people there become very mechanical.
你们很多人喜欢去日本啊，你们去啊，不要只有看 Mount Fuji 啊，还有，就是只有看导游，你。街上走一下，看一般的人的生活。
So you can see for yourself when you visited Japan. When you visit Japan.
那你会知道我的意思。
And you know what I mean.
那从日本完之后，我又走到香港去了。
And after Japan, I moved on to Hong Kong.
那香港的时候呢，我遇到很多的中国的弟兄姐妹。
And I met many people from China.
我们当中有好一些中国的弟兄姐妹。
And among us, there's also many people from China.
中国人跟日本人是完全相反的。
So the Chinese are totally different from the Japanese.
有些人不能感觉我讲的话啊。
Some people don't understand what I'm saying.
中国人是啊，什么都讲关系的。
The Chinese talk a lot, focus a lot on relationship.
要亲啊。
You have to be intimate.
要讲人情人义啦。
You have to talk about human emotions.
做什么都讲关系啦。
Everything they do, they talk about relationship.
日本人是。没有 flexible 的啊！你跟他说通融通融 ，no。
So Japanese are not so flexible. They will not give way.
No, cannot. 就是这样。中国人，你想通融通融一下？哎呀，你就是这样啊！哎呀，拜托拜托啊，姐啊，帮助啦 ，OK 啦 OK 啦。中国人是这样。
But for Chinese, you still can negotiate your way through.
中国人奇妙的，但是这么爱亲的人，你有没有问为什么？
But do you ask why do they really value intimacy and personal so a personal being personal so much?
人的内心里面还是需要爱。
Because within human hearts, they still need love.
没有这个爱，所以不能。
Without love, they cannot do.
因为要这个爱，所以要亲，要搞关系，要注重人情。
And because of love, they want to be personal, they want to be intimate, they value a lot on relationship.
但是结果越搞这些，越注重这个，整个的民族是越乱了。
But the more they focus on this, the more messy the whole nation is.
你们知道牧师的意思。
You know what I mean.
所以这个变成搞关系的民族。
So this is just a movement on relationship.
当他们没有认识上帝的时候，什么都是用关系来解决。
When they don't know God, they try to resolve everything by relationship.
就是来到上帝面前也没有遇见上帝，只有看关系为重
心。Even when they come before God, they didn't encounter God, but they just keep focusing on relationship.
不用讲原则，不用讲道德，就是关系就好。
They didn't talk about principle and morals, they just talk about relationship.
就是开始要的还不是爱。但是结束的时候是另外一个。
So they started with wanting love, but they end with something else.
所以到最后，什么是爱，什么是人情，什么是物质，全部分不清。
So they cannot distinguish between what is love, what is just human feeling, and what is material.
后来从香港、中国，我回到新加坡了。
And so after China, Hong Kong, I came back to Singapore.
我一下飞机的时候呢，我马上知道这是新加坡了。
The moment I get off the plane, I know this is Singapore.
甚至我的眼睛不用打开，我知道是新加坡。
Without opening my eyes, I know this is Singapore.
因为开始有人埋怨了。
Because people start to grumble.
开，为什么这个这样？为什么那个那样啊？为什么排队这么长，这么慢呢？
讲，讲了，我讲了。
这个就是新加坡了。
And that's Singapore.
所以你不用开眼睛，你闻一下就知道新加坡了。
So without opening your eyes, you can tell this is Singapore.
其实，我们问过，为什么人都是这个样子呢？
So why are humans like this?
上帝告诉我们，因为人需要爱。
God tells us because humans need love.
上帝就是爱。
And God is love.
上帝在爱中创造人的生命。
And God created human lives in love.
这个生命呢，是只有这个爱的源头，它能够满足的。
And this life can only be satisfied by the source of love.
只有这个上帝亲自与人同在的时候，这个人才能够得到满足。
So humans can only be satisfied when this God is personally with humans.
当人没有来到这个上帝面前的时候，他追求自己要的爱。
So before humans come before God, they just pursue the love they want for themselves.
他越追求的结果呢，他的爱是越机械化起来。
But the more they pursue that kind of love, the more their love become mechanic.
他用爱来要帮助人，把它制度化起来，但是没有办法动到有一些人的心。
They try to institutionalize love, but they cannot touch the hearts of people.
因为要爱，所以搞关系，后来搞到连物质跟关系都掺在一起。
Because of love, they focus a lot on relationship, but in the end, they confuse between relationship and materialism.
我亲爱的朋友们，这是一个事实。
So my dear friends, this is a reality.
这是人类离开神的一个事实来的。
This is a reality after humans departed from God.
这是人类的失败来的。
And this is human failure.